Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, just being part of the conversation, being part of the family, as we like to say around here. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, there's a lot happening. It's hard to keep up with, keep track of all the stuff that's going on. And I try to help you with it here. I try to do what I can to, I would say it's unbiased, but that would be, I don't lie. That would be a lie. You already know me. You know what I'm like. You know how I feel about certain things. And so I do my best to give you the information, let you figure it out on your own. Some of you don't want to. I get it. Doesn't make it okay. You have to. You got to do things, you at least have to try, to get the information you need to make the decisions you need to make. Because it's crazy. And some of you I see in your writings and your responses, as much as I love the fact that you want to be involved, you want to be engaged, I really need you to make sure that you have a clue as to what's going on. I mean that in all sincerity. I mean, I want you to stay engaged. I want you to stay informed. Otherwise, you know, seriously, people, this is quickly and easily can become a problem. Because when you give misinformation, and I'm not even saying you're doing it on purpose, but when you give misinformation, you want to make sure that you fix it. It's not a sin to go back and tell people, you know what? I screwed that one up. I had that information wrong. Let me give you the real information. I'm only saying this because, you know, again, the left never admits when they do something wrong. Ever. Let's not be them. You know my favorite saying, right? Come on. Let's not be them. Let's be bigger than them. That means that when we got facts wrong, we got information wrong, go ahead and say it. It's not a big deal. You know, move on with it. But when you have the right information, when you're truly informed, you won't have to do that. You can go in with the confidence that you know what your facts are, you know where to get them, you know, or I should say, you know where you got them, right? And you can tell them where to get them. And you could and have the conversation. It was really funny because you know how I'm always making fun of the freedom from religion freaks. And I call them that because they want to argue with me about certain things and I just want to laugh at them. They tell me that I have blind faith. You know, that I don't really use my brain. I'm not a free thinker. And I suggest to them, actually, I'm more of a free thinker than you are. I use my brain more than you do. And frankly, you have more faith than I do. Any way you cut it. You think about it. You, and some of you guys have heard this before. I am sorry. You're gonna hear it again here in a second. But in reality, it takes more faith on your part. Now think about this. To believe in the Big Bang Theory. And I say that because if you think about, first of all, I love what they say. So where did God come from? Okay, we're going to do that. All right. It's really simple. Where did space come from? Where did the vacuum of space come? If there was nothing, nothing existed, nothing was anywhere, where did it come from? Let's take that a little bit further. Let's say we can get past that for a moment. In this vast, never-ending universe, this vast, never-ending vacuum of space, you know how I like to say this, these two atoms somehow found each other at an intersection without a traffic light, collided into each other, created this massive explosion, whose matter somehow sent everything into motion to set the planets in perfect order. Your body is nothing more than a billion years of a series of mutations. Come on, seriously. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, tell me. This usually, because remember, I'm not attacking them. I'm simply asking them, simply saying to them, you require much more faith than I do. Easier for me to give in, to believe in a God that you can't touch, feel, kiss, hug, yell at, whatever. Right? And you're believing in nothing. You're believing that all this came from nothing. Well, to add insult to injury, on the anniversary of 9/11 attacks, Biden finalizes a $6 billion ransom payment to Iran in exchange for five prisoners. Five. There's a whole bunch more, but only five. Now, if you heard the president of Iran, he came out and he said, well, it's the right thing to do. It's our money anyway. Blinken said it was our their money. We need to give it to them. What about the damage that they have done? Shouldn't we take it out of the money we released? What do you think? Talk more about this inside the break. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, and just being part of the conversation. That's what I want. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to have a voice. I want you to, but you know, I don't want you to have a screaming voice. I want you to have a voice. It ain't that hard. Okay? I mean, real simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what I want you to do. All right. A lot. I still want to get to. You know. But just a mere fact that the 9/11 attacks. Biden decides to make a deal with Iran. Right? freezing or releasing their money. The thing I think is hilarious about this is the comment by, you know, whatever, the Boykin and the rest of them. The commonality, we heard the same thing during the Obama administration. It's their money. It's their money. We froze it for a reason. What do you think? You think we just wanted their money? We froze it because of the damage they did. We froze it because it was part of the agreement that if they went ahead and started doing nuclear, you know, keep enriching the nuclear uranium, that they were going to lose the money. Or the money would be frozen. Assets would be frozen. So they made the agreement. They didn't stick to the agreement. And then you want us to go, not even give him a slap on everything. I'll say, hey, that was a nice try here. Here's your money back. And then whatever damage they did, physical damage they did, destruction they did, should they not pay for it? This has always been my argument. It's like, nobody else suffers but us. We went, and not because we did anything wrong, but we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, right? People who came and killed 3,000, and remember, it wasn't the Japanese people, right? It was the Japanese government, so I don't want to, don't start sending me all kinds of long-winded emails. They still did it, though. They destroyed a good portion of our Navy, the damage they did, the lives they took. We went and dropped two bombs on them to stop the war. And after we stopped the war, after they surrendered, what did we do? We went in and rebuilt them. We didn't ask them to rebuild us. We didn't ask them to come here and rebuild all the ships and everything else. We didn't ask them for that money. But we're the bad guys. Most of our kids don't even know that. Anyway, Congress was notified of the move as of Monday, likely to come as a relief to U.S. prisoners, family supporters. Many have waited several years for the return of their detainees. But why only those? There's so many more. Right? The deal marks a major breakthrough for the longtime adversaries who remain at loggerheads over the range of issues, including rapid expansion of Tehran's nuclear program, ongoing military support for Russia, and Iran's harsh crack. I mean, do you know what can be done with that kind of money, $6 billion for these people? Iran's used Barack Obama's ransom payment to fund the military. Remember, right? He didn't. It was illegal for him to pay them off. We have pictures of cash that was sent to them to use it to spend. They funded their military with it. So Joe sends them $6 billion, or lets them have their $6 billion. Right? We left, what, $80 billion worth of equipment in Tehran? Wasn't that cool? But he's doing a great job, though. Some of you people, that you, I don't know, you brain dead? You listen to one channel? Think about something. $85 billion U.S. funding to the Afghan army. 600,000 weapons. 75,000 vehicles. 200 aircraft. Right? In fact, Joe Biden left 300 times more guns than those passed to the Mexican cartels in Obama's first, you know, furious program. The Taliban, later, they released a video of the weapons left behind. Full stacks of $100 bills, where you can see them all. The video, they showed you pallets and pallets and pallets of equipment. Oh, wow. 2,000 armored vehicles, including Humvees. 45 Black Hawk helicopters. You know, I pay taxes. Can I have one of those? I mean, you're just going to leave them behind. Can I get one? My God, all this stuff they left behind. Love, you know, again, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'm looking at aerial pictures of just the rows and rows and rows of vehicles. that they couldn't even try to get out. Blow the darn things up, at least. I mean, seriously. Okay, Kim Jong-un, as you know, Little Kim is what I call him. He's out from North Korea. He arrived in Russia on Tuesday. And, you know, if you guys see the pictures of the train? I mean, seriously, these things were better plated than an armored car. It was just amazing. And think about this. He's meeting with Putin. They are building up, you know, Putin and Xi and others are just building an alliance that we're going to have a heck of a time tearing down. Now, the journey was only for a day. They only went for a day. The armored train was well-armed. I don't mean just armored. Well-armed, had many guards around him. The purpose of the agreement, according to them, is a negotiated agreement in which North Korea would supply more weaponry in exchange for Russia's support on an ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Now, the expectation raised concerns about the potential military strength of North Korea. Now, on the other hand, North Korea leader hopes that the Russians will provide advanced technology for satellites, nuclear-powered submarines. Oh, yeah, that's what he needs. Kim Jong-un is also seeking food aid, given the economic challenges facing North Korea. I mean, because Russia doesn't have an abundance of food. You ever think that maybe that's what the administration is trying to do to us, too? Limit our food availability to bring us down to be like a third world nation? No, really, think about it. Maybe they want us to feel the pain. We shouldn't have to feel the pain. We worked hard to build an economy that works. We worked hard for our freedoms. He doesn't seem to care. But he doesn't need to care. First of all, he doesn't know where he is. He thinks he's at Disneyland all the time. And somehow he learned about some kind of investment program as a senator that's made him a multimillionaire. I wish these guys would put this out on the street so we'd know what to do. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is announcing the next steps in a possible impeachment of President Joe Biden. Reporters press Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell about that.
I'm going to say it again. I don't think
Leader McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, do you need any advice from the Senate on how to run the House?
Key budget discussions are underway, and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are saying another continuing resolution is likely. E-commerce prices are falling.
Online shopping prices have dropped, indicating a potential easing of inflation. According to Adobe Analytics, e-commerce prices saw a 3.2% year-over-year decline in August, the most significant decrease in over 3 years. Among the categories experiencing the most significant price reductions are sporting goods, appliances, and electronics. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Well, say it ain't so. Did you guys in the chat room just say that? In the Washington Examiner, it says that Bidenomics strikes again. Real household income suffers biggest drop since the Great Recession. That's impossible. No, really. If you listen to the left-wing media, we're doing fine. Everything is fine. Didn't you know that? What's wrong with you? All right. God, this is so crazy irritating. Anyway, you had today the Freedom Caucus chairman, Scott Perry. He had had it. He unloads on a reporter who claims that the only thing Republicans are doing right now in this impeachment inquiry is all political. And they're just all spewing the same garbage. It's all political. Right? And the, he finally had enough. I wonder if I should play this video for you. It's very short. Should be very short. Hope to God it's short. Take a listen. I mean, it was infuriating about this more than anything. Is they don't want to hear it. They're not interested. Take a listen.
Evidence do you have as opposed to allegations?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I tell, what actual evidence do you have as opposed to allegations to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden and prove that today isn't just about some of you?
Oh, I don't know.
McCarthy for the sake of enacting political revenge.
This isn't about political revenge. We have the bank accounts. We can see, man, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. And we also have the president, the vice president at the time, on record saying that the prosecutor was fired. Well, son of a bitch, the prosecutor was fired, right? Because the prosecutor was going after the company that his son was working on. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt, look, I'll turn it over to the attorneys.
People can't see that. They think it's political revenge.
It's because you don't report on it.
That was the line.
The American people think, but here's what they might wonder.
That was the line of the night. Because you people won't report on it. It's so true. See, when our founding fathers wanted the freedom of the press, Trump is definitely right about this one. The freedom of the press was taken for granted that they would put out enough of the truth, they would be purveyors of the truth to the point where people would be able to get the knowledge and be able to make up their own minds. Right? But that's not what's happening. It has turned so left-leaning that they no longer care at all whether they tell the truth or not, as long as their message gets across. It's no longer fact-based reporting. Now it's opinion. It's their opinion. It's the opinion of the left. Okay? I mean, that simple. It's just crazy when the left says, well, yeah, you try to stifle the press. No, we're trying to stifle fake news is what we're trying to stifle. We're trying to stifle the lies that you're putting out, that you're getting behind, that you're holding up. It's just amazing. You want to talk about tyranny, too, coming from these people? You have a reporter that was standing outside the Capitol. He warned the Trump supporters not to go inside the Capitol. You could see him on tape. Hear him / see him yelling at them, don't do this. Don't buy into this. And what's he get? He got 60 days in prison. For a speech crime. Wow. Now, I'll tell you why. Because he's with InfoWars. His name is Owen Schroyer. He pleaded guilty to a single-class misdemeanor of entering and remaining in a restricted building. Probably. He was ushered in. So did he really enter illegally? It's just amazing. Now, apparently he's a great journalist. I don't know the guy. Never really heard anything from him. He was charged in August of 2021, 8 months after remaining outside the U.S. Capitol. He had no proof he was in there. After nearly 2 years of fighting the charges related to his... He's going to run out of money. He doesn't have any money. The government's using all your money to put people in jail that don't belong there. Now, sure, he even handed over. He allowed the government to review his social media accounts. They were looking for any scrap of evidence. You know they were. To tie him to being there. To tie him to breaking something. What they didn't like was the fact that what they found was they saw and heard him saying, don't go into the Capitol. Don't fall for this. Get out. Don't go in. How does that make you guilty? No, really. They can do what they want. If you don't have the money, you lose. Really simple. All right, what else we got here? Let's see. Chloe. Yeah, that's right. You guys, look her up. Chloe Cole, C-H-L-O-E, Cole, C-O-L-E. Instagram has censored her. Now, she is a detransitioner. She is telling the truth. She talks about what she wasn't told. She talks about what she was told. How she was fed a bunch of lies and how this is all reversible. We can go back to where it is. The damage has been done. They've taken a lot away from her. She'll never be able to have children. Yeah, you heard me. She will never be able to have children. And that's just wrong on so many levels. What they did to her was wrong. Anyway, She said, you know, she was butchered by a trans medicine. She says the true violence is in my own experiences. As if America's need any more evidence. I mean, she's not the only one. There's tens of thousands of these young people coming through, coming forward now, right? Chloe's bio on Instagram, which is owned by Mita's Facebook, right? It's owned by Facebook. Right? She says she's a female. XX. That's her. Former trans kid. Started testosterone and puberty blockers at 13. I thought they didn't do that. Double mastectomy at 15. Detransitioned at 16. Sad. Just sad. The Instagram notice to Cole reads, your account can't be shown to non-followers. Your account activity may not follow our recommendations guidelines. I mean, the person who went through it, putting out information and truth about what it takes when you go through it and what it's all about, doesn't have a right to put it out there, right? Wow. They're so sad. I mean, seriously, just so sad. But I had heard that they weren't doing this at 13, right? She went on to say, it's ruined my life. I'll never be the same. I'll never get those years that I was supposed to be growing and thriving. The bold, she's gained a huge following. Immense respect from critics of what sexual leftists refer to as a transgender affirming care. Disgusting. It is not care by any stretch of the imagination. Pro-LGBTQ activists, they want to push the opposite. Really. Transgender medicine has pushed thousands of children like her across the Western world into undergoing cross-sex surgeries, hormone therapies. These do permanent damage to the body, irreversible. Even European nations are now banned, not one or two, several, and it's going to go from there. They're banning trans procedures on youth. And you have to be at a certain age before you can even start the process. Now, their Instagram is stating that she violated their violence clause or whatever. Our recommendations and guidelines help to promote content that fosters a safe community on Instagram. We try not to recommend content or accounts that show violence, such as people fighting. This includes text or imagery that pushes violence. What? I've seen her Instagram account. What on there shows violence? Send me a picture. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You ever notice that we're talking about Chloe Cole? Started a transition at 13. I think she's 19 or 20 now. And nobody tried to stop her. Nobody tried to work with her. I mean, she had the two obligatory 20-minute consultations before she was given the hormone blockers and everything else. And now she's miserable. Now, the funny thing about it is when you see the left write about this stuff, when you see the pro-transgender people write about this stuff, they only bring on the positive ones. They only bring on the ones that are excited and happy about what they've done. Give it time. Bring them back on in 5 years. Let's see where they're at. And most of the people that I see in the detransitioning videos, and there's thousands of them out there, every one of them says the same thing. Nobody told me. I wouldn't be able to have kids again. And that's a shame. I'm not making fun of them, but frankly, the education system has failed them. They should know that from biology. Right? Sex ed. Instead of teaching these kids how to have sex, why don't you really teach them how the system works and what it's all about? Anyway. You know, and Chloe said that Facebook is absolutely correct in stating that my bio describes something violent. That is, my own life experience was violent. They cut out my breast. They took out, my uterus. They gave me drugs that will stop me from being able to have kids. My voice is still, everything you go through here shows you where they're coming from. They don't care. And to have Facebook and Instagram shut them down or turn them off, these are people that have been through it. Why wouldn't you let them speak to it? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, when you're talking about the transitions like Chloe, they're being blocked by Instagram, but why? Why would you stop them from sharing their horrific experience? What they reach, because you might have other people going through the same thing. Why would you want to stop them from understanding? Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And you know, again, talk about fear mongers. What's their mantra? Anybody know what their mantra is? Yeah. It's violent to tell parents you can have a dead daughter or a live transgender son. That is just not true. Just not true. They don't believe that she's violent. They're afraid some kids may see this and decide she's right. Seriously. Rudy Giuliani, he walked out of the 9/11 ceremony after Camilla, according to him, disgraced the memory of almost 3,000 victims. She did. No question about it. These people can't put anything aside long enough to show you that they know what they're talking about. They're doing the right thing. They don't care. I mean, frankly, when she said that 9/11 attacks were akin to the Pearl Harbor attacks and the January 6th attacks, I mean, is she for real? Does she really believe it? Or she thinks she's feeding a bigger audience? I mean, I don't get it. So, again, I got to say, they know what they're doing. They know they either know what they're doing and they've got a plan, or they're simply evil to no end, and lying is just part of their everyday vocabulary. Not a problem. Again, 855. Look at this is rapid fire stuff. Always care about what you think, what you care about. I'm just going to start hitting these, right? You got another one here, an MSNBC columnist. Can you imagine? Just switch out the name Trump for Biden. The MSNBC columnist, he said that Trump, he has to die in prison. That's the only way we're going to win. We need to send a message to the public that you can't do this. Do what? Parlor radio host, MSNBC columnist and radio host Dean Obadala. He said that Trump must die in prison. It's the only way we're going to send a message. He said, because I don't care if he was 45 years old, you should get life in prison. If you attempt a coup, there should be no chance of parole. I don't care who you are. Wow. Dean insisted the former president die in prison for daring to challenge the 2020 election. He said, that's why I think that Donald Trump or anyone else who commits a coup must die in jail. Wow. Boy, what was the coup? Where were the arms? I mean, who was taking out? Did they raid the White House or something? I missed something. I thought it was Congress. I mean, seriously, where was the coup? They use these words that sound bad, but because their education system sucks, because they've decided not to teach the kids properly, kids don't even know what it means. Trump is chipping away at our democracy. Really? We have a democracy? Okay. Tough to be stupid. Yeah, are you? That's why I'm so passionate about, like, with every fiber of my being, that Donald Trump has to live out his natural days, his last days in prison. And I would say the same thing about these people. Yet, Obama, Joe Biden, and Hillary Clinton can live life. The Clintons, who stole hundreds of millions of dollars from the Haitians. Some of you don't even know this. You didn't even know this was going on. For years, there's been a call for a forensic audit of their charity. And it got so heated, so bad at one point in time, that they moved the charities overseas. Think about that. Why not leave it here if everything's cool? The Haitians, you listen to what the Clintons said they've raised for the Haitians, and yet you look at what was spent there, nothing. Very little, if anything, but pretty much nothing. And yet nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody cares about that. And you can't talk about the, can't talk about the voting irregularities. Ooh, no, can't do that. 855-FRIL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I mean, seriously. And now, again, you've got people in the White House, people in the government, not willing to cough up the paperwork that this congressional panel is asking for. When the Democrats did, right, what happened? When the Democrats did it, you better or you're going to jail. You better or you're going to be arrested. I mean, we're too nice. We need to start being as aggressive as they are. If the Republicans get nothing done in this Congress, I don't even know what to say. They should lose everything at that point. State Department spokesman Matt Miller found himself in hot water during a press briefing. He was confronted by a report of Sam Husseini about the funding provided by the United States Agency for International Development to China for gain-of-function research. He asked Miller to clarify how much funding had been sent to Wuhan. How much money went to USAID to this to work on Wuhan and their collaborative Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina to create, to collect, and to make coronavirus that are weaponized, that are more deadly? That was the question. Miller danced around it, wouldn't respond. Then he finally looked at him and he said, first of all, I reject the implicit accusation in that question. I don't have my fingertips on those particular... They never do. You ever notice that? They always say the same thing. Hey, I'm going to have to get back to you. I don't have that with me. He persisted asking whether Miller could confirm that no USAID funds were channeled to the Wuhan Institute. He wouldn't answer the question. He actually ignored a call on another reporter and was asked, are you saying for certain that no USAID money went to the Wuhan Institute? But he said, look, I'm happy to take questions from those in this audience. I'm happy to answer them. I appreciate that they treat everybody. Just ignoring him. Just consistently ignoring him. This has been a tactic that left forever. Obama did the same thing. Totally ignored the question. Or he spun it around and said, what you should be asking. Remember? Yeah. Anyhow. I love it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, people, be careful. Don't do anything stupid. Please get informed before you go out there and, you know, start screaming about this stuff. Make sure you have the facts on your side. Really. Joe Messina, your host. Head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Check it out. Find out what's happening. God bless. Have a great rest of the night.